Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for being with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. It will help you with your small business. Please check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog and the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, and take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ramon Ray is all over our website. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the last 7 or 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, tell us how we can find you online and a little bit about what you guys do over there.
Thank you, Jim. Sometimes I don't know if I live online or not, if I'm even a real person, but smallbiztechnology.com with a Z, B-I-Z, smallbiztechnology.com is my main oasis online. And basically, Jim, I do two things. I produce events helping small businesses use technology, and I do a lot of writing about technology. And I wrap all that in to say that I'm a technology evangelist. Really, my passion is helping educate, like I'm doing today, helping to educate small businesses. Right. They don't have to be afraid about technology, and they can use it.
Absolutely. He does it well, folks. He's one of the best in the world. And we're talking about some of the technology that you and I could anticipate some changes and hopefully some improvements for the coming year, especially with regard to what he anticipates seeing at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas coming up in a few weeks. Ramon, the Skype, you mentioned Skype as a telecom company earlier.
Right.
I've been using Skype for years. In my studio, Skype is my backup. I connect to my network over ISDN, which is classic, and
right.
but we use Skype as a backup because, you know, once or twice a year, the ISDN goes out for some reason. We use Skype as a backup. When I'm on the road, Skype is my main connector to the network. When I'm doing the show on the road, I connect to my network over Skype, and it's always been pretty darn reliable and pretty high quality. But you said recently they had an outage. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, they had a very big outage, Jim, that lasted for about 2 days.
Really?
And they did, and then the reason the outage happened...
When was that?
Because, this was last week, so it had to be Thursday, Friday, or Wednesday, Thursday. I don't have the date in front of me, but it was just last week. They're just coming back now. In fact, the CEO has a video blog post apologizing to customers and things like that. But it happened because of no huge fault on their own. They think they were hacked, and a big super node, as they call it, went down.
Wow.
I guess one of these big computer networks that kind of have a chain reaction.
It must have been Friday, Saturday, because I did my show here on Friday, and I connected to my network as a backup on Friday, and we were connected.
Fine. Right.
So it's probably over the weekend, maybe.
Could have been over the weekend.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the point I just wanted to make about
2 days
it,
is a long time for a company like that.
It's enormous, Jim. It is an eternity. And especially for those, you have the people who are calling grandma and grandpa, but then you have those of us. You have abused it as a backup. Some people, Jim, rely on it as their main.
Oh yeah, no, it's some people. That's the only way they connect with people.
Right.
So they were basically out of business from a telephonic standpoint.
Correct. And I think what this speaks to me only is that not so much to shine a light on Skype, but it's just that as we're using the technology, if you've shared with us for years, Jim. We're going to have to expect these things. It sounds weird. I don't know what your stance on it is, but that's the bottom line.
Well, I think the bottom line is that you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes,
correct. And that's the problem I've got with when we had a new phone system put in here a couple of years ago in my office, and they gave me the option of going totally IP, intellectual protocol, and I said, you know what, I'm not ready to do that yet. I'm not. I still want my twisted copper connection for the regular telephone.
Right.
You know, I've also got 3T1s in here, so it's not like we're not using IP. Obviously, we are, but we've got backup.
Correct.
And everywhere I go, whatever I do, I've got a backup system. I've got a third backup for my show we use. You know, I mean, I can go all the way down to almost two cans and a string. So I think people just need to not rely on one thing. What do you think?
No, Jim, you're 100% right. And I think two things I would say is that, one, every business needs to analyze what they're doing. Maybe you're all in the cloud for your picnic that you're doing. You can afford to do that. But for your legal documents,
yeah.
I don't know. Those should only be online. If you want to have them online, that's great. Mm-hmm. Back them up to an external hard drive. So
right.
things like that, like you said, you have to analyze, I think, and audit what you're doing. That's the bottom
right.
line. And then
right.
and then go from there. But just Skype outage, it kind of jarred me. You know?
And see, I've been talking about the same concept with regard to social media. I've been telling people not to put all your social media eggs, community building eggs, in Twitter and Facebook baskets. You
right.
know, think about building your own, and that's another topic. I got about a minute left. What do you think is going to be the biggest announcement at CES this year?
I think the biggest announcement will not be one thing, but I think that part of Wall Street Journal, they're doing a big thing with a lot of big movers and shakers, from Verizon mm-hmm. president to Sony. These two companies and others in this ilk, they control most of what we do on the consumer business side.
Yeah.
This is where the action is going to be. Where is Verizon saying? What is Sony saying? What is Apple saying, who's not really having a big presence? What's happening in the
And you know what
market?
The common denominator of all those things are? And this is huge, and this is something I've been talking about for a long time, and you have too. The common denominator of everything you just said is mobile.
Mm, absolutely.
It's all about yep. mobile. Folks, get used to it. It's your future. And it's where your customers are going. If you're not thinking about that, if you're not focusing on mobile as a way of serving customers, you're going to get behind. And Ramon, give us the website quickly one more time.
Jim, thanks very much. Smallbiztechnology.com. I look forward to seeing all your fans there.
Smallbiztechnology.com. Thanks, Ramon. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.